In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the Mass today is in honor of Saint Venantius, and he was a boy of only 15 years old when he was martyred for his defense of Catholic faith in the persecution of the Romans in the 200s. But today is also a great feast day and a great jubilation day in the ancient Sweden, because it's the feast day of King Saint Erik the Ninth, who is the protector of the city of Stockholm and the whole kingdom of Sweden. And his life gives us two very important lessons, namely that we have to hear Holy Mass with devotion and with care, and secondly, that we should always be concerned of our neighbor's souls. Saint Erik was the great example of a good ruler. He was a king, but he was also a lawgiver. He was a soldier, and he was a wise man. When he was king of Sweden, he did not get any peace during his reign, because his reign was troubled with wars coming from the neighboring countries of Finland and Denmark. Those countries at that time, they still had lots of people who opposed Catholic faith and a good Catholic ruler. And first, Saint Erik had to make a war with Finland, and like a true leader, he himself led his soldiers to the battlefield. And because he and his troops were very devoted and very courageous, he defeated the pagan Finns. But Saint Erik loved peace more than he loved war. And when he saw the corpses of the pagans who had fallen on the battlefield, he cried. His heart was a good heart, and he was crying because these soldiers had died unbaptized. They had not been Catholics, and therefore were not the servants and children of the true God. So from that moment on, Saint Erik decided to devote all his time in becoming not only a good ruler, but a good Catholic ruler. First and foremost, he did what every Christian should do, was that he watched over his own soul. He did lots of fasting and watching at night, nights in prayer. But he also became a great father to the poor, and he defended the poor people from any oppression from the country's nobles. He himself visited poor and the sick often and gave alms. He also built churches and made laws prohibiting any immodest or impure lifestyles. And because of his love for Christ and love towards men's soul, he started a great missionary work. Saint Erik was with Saint Henry in their crusade against the pagan Finns, in his desires to make his enemies not his enemies anymore, but his brethren in Christ, namely to evangelize the country and make the inhabitants there Catholics. But there were also still many idolaters in Sweden, that is, the supporters of old pagan false religions, and they didn't like that they were now ruled by a king who feared God and supported the Catholic Church. They hated Saint Erik because of this, and decided that he had to get rid of. And they got themselves a powerful ally. There was a prince in Denmark named Magnus. That name is Latin and means great, although he was anything but great himself, because he decided to form a conspiracy so that he could get rid of the good Catholic King Erik and become and take away the throne of Sweden to himself. He was jealous of the other kings and could not wait until he would become a king in his own country, and instead decided to take over the throne of Sweden. And in this ploy, he allied himself, made conspiracy with the Swedish pagans, that together they would kill Saint Erik and make Magnus the new king. So suddenly Saint Erik, who so much loved her God and loved peace, noticed that he was again at war, this time by his own subjects, who were led by rebellious Danish prince Magnus. He again fought and raised arms to defend his country and to defend the church. And he was one day at Mass when he heard that his enemies were approaching and he should leave and go someplace safe. But Saint Erik very much loved God and wanted to be near him, and knew that it's always God to whom we should go first in asking for help. So Saint Erik, because the Mass was still going on, he refused to leave, and calmly he awaited the conclusion of the Mass. And then, like a good soldier of Christ, Erik went out with his guard to meet the enemy. And he fought very bravely, but the Danes killed him, and the country was now without its true king. Magnus, the rebellious prince, declared himself the new king, but the troops loyal to Saint Erik, they fled to north, and the peasants whom Saint Erik had treated so well, they went up with arms against the illegal king, and this illegal king fell in battle not as a martyr but an intruder. So Saint Erik, he went to heaven as a glorious martyr, while Magnus fell down as a despised intruder. Dear children, these two lessons in the life of Saint Erik give us also the good guidelines how we should live our lives. You should always care about the souls of your neighbors and also the souls of your enemies. No matter what somebody harms you, no matter what evil things he does to you, remember that he also has an immortal soul, and if he does something very wrong to you, he will be punished by God very fiercely for his sins. So therefore, never wish any ill or any harm to anybody, because if you do that, you might take away the graces you might give to him by your prayer. Your prayers for enemies might be the source for them for the great conversion, and then after the conversion, your enemy becomes your friend and becomes your brother in Christ. And also remember to follow Saint Erik also in hearing devoutly and attending the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. The Sacrifice of the Mass should not be just the center of your school day or center of the Sunday, but Holy Mass should be the center of your whole life. Saint Erik valued the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass even more than his own life. And that's it should be to you as well, children. Take every good opportunity to attend the Holy Sacrifice. Make your petitions together with the priest at the altar of God Almighty, and God will hear your prayer and will give you so many good things already in this life, but most definitely and even in greater scale in the everlasting and eternal heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.